Radio One podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Scott Mills, Curse Cross is on a holiday.
National Radio One.
Hello there, podcast enthusiasts. It's Scott Mills here. We've had a brilliant 2 weeks doing the Chris Moyle Show. Chris is back on Tuesday. On this podcast, One Night with Laura, The Date. Find out what happened in Paris with Laura and Gareth, her new boyfriend. We wake up the flatmate from hell. Can we get an airport to change their name to Joe Wiley International? And Chapa's new game, where we get blindfolded and one of us has to eat dog food. Quality entertainment.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Scott Mills, Curse Cross is on a holiday.
National Radio One.
Radio One podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
We searched the UK to try and find Laura's brand new man, just because she's never had much luck in the man department. So, the Radio 1 listeners voted Gareth off of Chard as Laura's new man. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, we'll find out in a moment if love did happen. First of all, in traditional style, let's find out what you thought about each other.
Gareth has been absolutely brilliant today. He's been excellent company. And to be honest, I'm really glad that he came on the date with me.
I sort of felt like I'd known Laura for a lot longer than I actually have because of like her personality is very much like, you know, just blah, you know, just whatever. Speak to anyone and I'm pretty much the same, so.
Now, could you hear that music in the background?
Yeah.
Disneyland Paris, brilliant. However, the music, really loud. About cartoon music. All day. Ah! I'm losing my mind. Whistle while you work.
Makes you walk funny as well.
Right, here's some more of what you thought about each other.
I think that me and Gareth have been going on very well, actually. We've had a real laugh. He's a really sweet guy.
Laura's best points, probably a personality. Like, we didn't really know her when it was as far as being on the radio and everything's concerned, because everything in the studio environment, but since, you know, we've been sort of here today and just sort of wandering around about, just been having a good laugh, so.
Yeah. You sat on some small child whilst you're doing that one.
That was, yeah, that.
Just to hear some wailing in the background, all those.
He wanted one.
I want one!
I want one! There was a lot of that going on, a lot of kids crying.
I'm not sure what Gareth thinks of me. There's been moments today, like we were having lunch together alone, and he was kind of looking at me a bit too intensely. But I think he thinks that I'm a good laugh. I've made him laugh today, but I don't know if he thinks anything more.
As far as Laura goes, I think I've always thought that she was pretty good looking, and I like her personality, so I guess so.
You love her personality, don't you?
No, it's rubbish.
See? But if you say somebody's got a nice personality, then you're...
What are you trying to say?
Well, isn't it?
What?
Well, if you go on about personality all the time, then you're diverting attention from looks.
Gareth.
What?
What do you think about that last comment?
I just ignore everything that comes out of his mouth. Come on, Chopper.
God.
I'm not actually sure if Gareth fancies me or not, but I definitely think that he will say that we had a great time on the date and that I made him laugh, and that's kind of all that matters to me.
I don't know whether Laura fancied me or not. I wouldn't know if anyone fancied me or not.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
I don't think Gareth's got many bad habits, but one of them's got to be that he continuously says that he's bored all the time. And his attention span is about 2.5 seconds.
Anyway, Laura gets bored easy as well, so she can't say anything.
I'm telling.
Right, so now you've heard each other's comments, the nation wants to know, are you in love?
Do you know what? If I'm honest, I'd say not at the moment, but I think it's something we could grow into.
Right. Yeah, work on it.
Yeah.
You know, make it work.
Yeah? So, I mean, do you think that anything more is going to happen?
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but we are actually engaged.
Radio One podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're going to do something about your flatmate now, Rich, okay?
Yes, excellent.
So basically, Rich, as you emailed me to say, doesn't really do much. You have to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
He has mates around all night playing loud music. You don't normally get much sleep until, what, 2-3 o'clock?
Yeah, he doesn't do anything at all. He gets back and makes noise till about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So for that 2 hours in between, I get a little bit of sleep, but that's not enough.
And you've told him this before, but he's done nothing about it?
No, he just laughs it off.
Okay, we're going to do something right now.
Lovely, thank you.
This might change things a bit. Laura?
Hi, Scott.
Right, did you find the keys all right?
Yeah.
Good work. Okay. Right, your job today is to give him a taste of his own medicine, right?
Okay.
You got your loud music?
I have indeed.
Right, what music have you got?
I've got popular German rock act Rammstein with me.
Yeah, they're loud.
Nice.
Really loud.
Right, have you got your megaphone as well?
Sorry?
You got your megaphone as well?
Yes, I do.
All right, if you could let yourself into the house.
This is allowed, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's not going to kind of...
Yeah, we've got his permission.
...get done for trespassing or anything.
Okay, hang on, I'm just going to open the door.
All right, go in and go up the stairs. Now his room is the second door you come to. So walk up the stairs, second door.
Okay, I'm just going to put the keys in my pocket. What, which one was it?
Second door.
Okay. Why are there so many stairs? Okay.
Right, second door, yeah? Blast him on the old megaphone when you can.
Scott, why are we whispering this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go in.
Okay.
Good morning, bitch! This is a dedication from your flatmate, Paul! Here's some music for you!
Sadly, on this podcast, we can't bring you the popular German industrial metal act called Rammstein, but it sounded a bit like this. Ja, das gut, ja, schnell, schnell. Now back to what actually happened. What's he doing, Laura?
He's looking really confused.
As you would do, really.
Can I have a word?
Yeah, sure, wait a minute, hang on.
Rich, here's someone that wants to speak to you!
Rich?
Hello?
Rich, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hey?
Hello?
Hello.
Right, your flatmate Paul said you always keep him awake late at night, is that right? And you won't stop. Look, I know you're confused and you've just woken up. Right, here's the deal, Rich, okay? Listen to me, right? You stop keeping him awake or we will be round every morning to wake you up like this, all right? He's had enough of it, all right?
Okay.
Right, thanks, Rich. Good morning, by the way. Laura?
Yeah?
Right, it's time to go.
Okay.
Maybe some more music before you do go.
All right, then.
That's where Rammstein came in, sounding a bit like this.
Radio 1 Podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Blackpool Airport.
Oh, hi, yeah. I was wondering if you could help me. At the moment, are you just called Blackpool Airport?
Blackpool International Airport.
Blackpool, but yep. You're not named after anybody like George Best Airport or John Lennon Airport. Is there any plans to name you after anybody?
Really couldn't tell you. You'd have to speak to the marketing department for that sort of thing, sir.
Would you be able to put me through to the marketing
department? I'll try not before.
Thank you very much.
Business development.
Oh, hi, is that the marketing department?
It is.
Oh, hi, I wonder if you could help me. I'm just trying to find out whether there's any chance of Blackpool Airport being named after anybody.
No, there isn't.
Right, that's a no. However, it gets better.
I use my persuasive charm on them. Yeah. Depending on who it is, though, would that make a difference?
If you can think of somebody who's absolutely kind of iconic with Blackpool, then maybe.
I'm calling on behalf of Jo Wiley. Do you know Jo Wiley?
She's a radio presenter, isn't she?
She's a radio presenter and a TV presenter, and just after the war, she spent very many happy holidays in Blackpool, and is very keen to have an airport named after her, and Blackpool would be her first choice.
Okay, I think from our point of view, she's not synonymous with Blackpool. Where you've got Liverpool, John Lennon, John Lennon is Liverpool. She's not. You wouldn't associate her with Blackpool.
Even if she'd be sort of available to open it and to provide her voice for things and...
I tell you what I'll do. We have a board meeting later this week. I shall raise it at the board meeting and see what the board's view is.
Sorry, when was the board meeting again?
It's actually tomorrow.
Okay, so you will put Joe Wiley's name to the board tomorrow?
I will and see what they say.
That would be very.
What's your association with her?
I work in her office.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like just one of her PAs.
All right, okay, that's fine.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you. Bye bye.
Right, so that was yesterday, and we played that earlier, right?
Yeah, okay.
Hello, Sue, from the marketing department of Blackpool International Airport, who's just sent me an email. It is going to the board meeting today as top of the agenda. And also, if you go to blackpoolinternational.com, they now have an online vote. There's a poll on there to see what the opinion of the people of Blackpool is.
It just says Joe Wiley Airport, question mark.
Can I just point out, I have never been to Blackpool. It might be a slight hitch in your
Don't scuppy
it,
no!
Joe!
We told them that you wear a Kiss Me Quick hat there and go every year for the Illuminations.
I'm working so hard on your behalf here.
Right, if everyone goes onto the website, please, blackpoolinternational.com, blackpoolinternational.com, we'll put a...
About that comment about the war.
You did
right!
Just a joke! Radio 1 podcast. The
Scott Mills Daily. And now on Radio 1... It's meal or no meal, and here's your host, Chopper.
You're always looking for a voiceover opportunity, aren't you? Aren't you? Really?
That's right.
Right. Do you want to know how this works?
Yeah.
Six tins. The labels have all been taken off.
Right. Tins of food. Right?
Tins of food. Yeah, all sorts of stuff in there. One of the tins is dog food. Basically, you're playing and Laura's playing. The loser is the one that gets the dog
Why
food.
Why can't you play?
Because I'm the quizmaster. You've just introduced me. Now, obviously, you can't see what you're about to taste. So I blindfold you both. You pick one of the tins at random. I spoon it to you. You can guess what it is if you want, but if you get the dog food, you lose.
I don't want to eat dog food.
I don't want to play
anymore. No, I don't want to play anymore.
You volunteered to be contestants on my game show. You can't now turn around. Would you like me to blindfold you, Laura?
Yeah. Is dog food harmful to humans?
In your dreams.
Right, so Laura's now
putting
a kind of leg warmer around her so she can't see anything. So it's like Russian roulette, only one of them's dog food.
Yeah, only one of them's dog food, yeah?
Right, shall I come around there?
Yeah, you come around there and I'll blindfold you as well.
Okay.
I'm really scared.
I don't like it.
How's that?
Hang on. Right, okay.
You can't see anything, can you?
Nothing, no.
Right, do you want to go first, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, I'm really scared.
Right, here are the six tins in front of you.
Right.
Go down, you just pick one of them.
Okay. I can't
Would you like me to open it for
yeah, you?
They're all Rimpel based, so we don't need a tin, obviously. Oh. Right, here's the spoon.
And whoever gets the dog food loses.
You go.
Good luck, Scott.
I think it's fruit cocktail.
It's fruit! Oh. You're still in. Laura, the pressure is on you. The tins are in front of you, my darling. Which one do you want?
That one.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm so gonna get it.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Oh, no,
I don't like it.
Oh, dear, Laura. Here we go.
Oh, beans.
Beans is right.
No.
Scott, the pressure's back on.
Right,
Do you
know,
prefer
right,
this to car alarm or not?
Right, I hope you've mixed these tins up, because I know that on the bottom of them it says what it is.
Yeah, I have.
Right, so you're going to give me dog food
I'm
on purpose.
I'm not going to give you dog food.
Look, you are.
Put your hand down there.
Right, mix the tins up.
There you go, there's four tins
right,
there.
I'm going to mix them up myself. Okay, go.
I can't believe you don't trust me.
I don't. Not one bit.
Here we go. Oh.
Oh, don't do that, please.
Oh, dear.
What is it?
Can I smell it, please?
Here we go. Go on. It's not! It's not dog food! There you go.
What is it?
It's steak chunks.
Oh, that tastes like dog food.
It's not. It means the dog food's still there, Laura.
No! Right, that one.
If anyone ever thinks like, this is dumbing down at all, then let us know. 8, 7, 1, 9.
Here we go.
I know! I can smell it!
Eat it.
Here we go, Laura. It's a dog food! Scott, you're the first winner of meal or no meal!
Thank you!
That's so disgusting! I've got a bit of jelly stuck in my teeth.
Gross! If you liked that, try this. Scott Mills, weekday afternoons, 4 till 7, only on BBC Radio 1. Ta very much for listening to this podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.